A new report finds Pennsylvania's use of solar energy is on the rise, but the state still falls behind most of the country in putting more renewable energy on the grid. From our news partner, the Allegheny Front, Reed Frazier reports.
The environmental group Penn Environment's latest analysis found the state was 47th in the nation in adding renewables like wind, solar, and geothermal to its power grid. Belle Sherwood is Penn Environment's clean energy advocate.
That's a pretty abysmal ranking. And actually, since we've been releasing this report, Pennsylvania has pretty much been stagnant in the bottom five.
Sherwood attributes these rankings to a lack of clean energy policies in the state.
Because there are no policies that have really gone out of their way to incentivize solar or incentivize wind adoption.
The state's solar energy output has started to ratchet up since 2023, Sherwood said. That's mostly because of Biden-era federal clean energy tax credits that the Trump administration has since ended. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
New legislation introduced today in Pennsylvania would cap investor-owned utility profits. The proposal would change how rate hikes are decided by regulators. Patrick Cicero is an attorney with the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project, who once served as the state's public advocate. He says Pennsylvania's utilities' return on equity, a measure of shareholder profit, is often above 10%.
The problem is that utilities have all the incentive, all the time, and all the resources to ensure that their return on equity is as high as possible, using the Public Utility Commission process to establish that.
Cicero says the current rate-making process overseen by the Public Utility Commission dates back to the 1930s and needs radical reform. The industry disagrees, saying the current system works and has stood the test of time. It says any caps on profits would limit their ability to attract capital and pay for needed infrastructure upgrades. As medical and recreational marijuana use continues to grow across the country, local veterinarians say they are seeing more cases involving pets that accidentally ingest weed. Dr. Robin Goyle of Mainline Urgent Vet says symptoms of cannabis toxicity in animals are changing as new products hit the market.
I think we're going to have, at some point, more detailed research about those different products and the different effects that they can have, and hopefully that'll make them easier to recognize in the vet community. But with much more products being out there, we're definitely going to see different cases than we're used to seeing.
Pet owners who suspect their animals may have eaten edibles or other cannabis products should call or see their local vet for help. Well, we have a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day for ground-level ozone in the region today. A heat advisory begins midday today. It's going to be a very hot day today. There's a Code Red in effect to help the homeless in Philadelphia. 96 degrees, the expected high, and sunshine.